What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The league executives, coaches, and scouts have spoken. We could talk about the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL. Or, if you want, we can talk about some of the other positions because...
No other positions matter, Kevin. I'm not sure if you know this or not.
I think you should care.
Who makes the most?
About, well, okay. Agree.
Who has the most pie on the team?
Well, that actually is a really fascinating segment for another day.
Who has the most pie?
Who do you think has gotten the most pie from the salary cap on the team?
Quarterback. I just said quarterbacks.
Oh.
And wasn't it, didn't I say that? Shocker. So this quarterback's wife is pretty. You know, like it just
yes.
seems like quarterback's wives are pretty.
Okay. I hope you'll indulge me for just 1 second. And talk about interior offensive linemen. So this came out on Saturday. The number one interior offensive lineman in all of football, Creed Humphrey, okay. with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know what's really interesting about this? As much crap as we talk about the Chiefs offensive line, Trey Smith is number four, also with the Chiefs. Now, I realize it's usually focused on the tackles, and I get that. Quentin Nelson is number three, but here it is. Tyler Smith. Ranked as the number two best interior offensive lineman in all of football. His highest ranking was one. His lowest ranking was unranked. This one was crazy because even Creed Humphrey, his highest was one and his lowest was 10.
Okay.
Last year, he was honorable mention. But what do you think about the concept of Tyler Smith already being the second best interior lineman, offensive lineman in the NFL?
Should be no
it's
time.
A sexy pick.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Appreciate it and I agree. Just a matter of time before Booker's right there next to him.
That would be sweet.
In my opinion. And
although the Chiefs give you an example, you can have two great interior offensive linemen and still have struggles.
Tyler Smith last year, there were moments when you were like, dang. But then you realize that offensive line struggled at things last year at times. He's having to carry the weight of a tackle that's not quite ready for the job yet. So he had to, you know, that was a growing pain he had to go through too. But dude, if you've been watching Tyler Smith, he is a mauler.
Yeah.
He's physical at the point of attack. He can drive you through a block. He's good at pass block. He's good at all the things. And so he's one of those that I think sometimes you might even take for granted because you don't watch his game. A lot of people don't watch the left guard's game. They just don't sit there and stalk it because they're watching the ball. Everybody out there, if you're hearing me say this right now, every sport you watch, you're watching the ball. Most people are watching where the ball starts, goes, and ends. So you're not usually watching the ancillary things. But Kevin, I absolutely agree. That's where he belongs. He's that good.
Kyle Hamilton, the number one safety, number one tight end.
What a freaking athlete Kyle Hamilton is.
Number one safety, Brock Bowers, Jake Ferguson, tight end. Jake Ferguson was 16 on that list, if you wanted to know. Just told you about Tyler Smith, the top offensive tackle, Tristan Wirfs, followed by Penei Sewell, Lane Johnson, Trent Williams, and Jordan Mailata. So the interesting thing about that is you realize all five of those are in the NFC.
Stinks.
So while we lament, like, maybe the lack of quarterback play, and we'll get to that in just one second.
Which makes you kind of feel like, yeah, we did need a DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
This whole time because of what you were battling.
Yes. I think that is very fair. All right. Quarterbacks. Guys, I want you to work together. Can you tell me all 10 of the top 10 quarterbacks, or at least 9 of them? You don't have to go in order. We can get to that.
Steve DeBerg.
No, it's not Steve DeBerg.
And this is ESPN's list, correct?
This is ESPN's list. So I want you guys to work together.
I got this.
Can you give me the... Oh.
No. I mean, I'll start with...
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes.
Did not make the list. I'm just kidding. He's obviously... I'm kidding. He's obviously number one on the list. The lowest ranking he got was 4th. He is number one this year. He was number one last year. Patrick Mahomes, number one on the list.
Would you like to go next, Alec? Or
I would love to go next. I'm going to go with Haley Steinfeld's now husband, Josh Allen.
Josh.
Did she change her name?
Allen.
That's a good question.
Is she Haley Allen now?
I feel like Steinfeld would stick out more in the marketplace than Haley Allen. But who knows? She's probably famous enough now that she's fine either way. Josh Allen, number two on the list.
Can we take a little second to discuss something here?
Is it the movie Sinners?
No.
Okay.
But this is, I think it's in Fowler's conversation here. Josh Allen now, like, people, him and Lamar Jackson seem to be paired next to each other because they keep losing to Mahomes. But or they're just not, they haven't gotten there yet. Even though they have MVP caliber quarterback seasons and all of this, they just haven't gotten over the top yet. I think Josh Allen has, if you watch him play and you watch him his earlier in his career and you watch him now, I think he's a much better quarterback than he was early in his career. His decision making, what he does with the ball, I think he's a lot better than he was early.
Now, if you go back a year, one of the people who voted in this called Josh Allen overrated, which had the Bills GM Brandon Bean respond and call that person, say that there are idiots everywhere. He was number 3 last year. This year, he's number 2. You guys are 2 for 2. Who's next?
I feel like Lamar Jackson's on this list.
Give me cut number 15. Is it this gentleman next?
First down and goal. Jackson keeps. Jackson to the edge. Touchdown, Ravens.
Now, Lamar Jackson is number 4 on the list. Highest ranking he got, number 1. Lowest ranking he got, number 6. That feels kind of brutal to me. So
I'm curious to know what it was.
Yeah, that's a good question. He led the NFL in total QBR in yards per dropback, set a new high in touchdown passes, passing yards, yards per attempt. His total EPA was 16 points higher than any other quarterback. And somebody's like, 6th.
Kevin, if you watched this year, this was his best passing season we've ever seen. And look at the numbers, the touchdowns to interceptions. That tells the story for me. But just watching the touch he had on he has a really good deep ball. He's a good deep ball thrower, but he had good touch on every other play.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. I really respected the way he went about his business this year.
Yeah, Alec, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It feels like there is a accepted top 4 hierarchy in quarterbacks. We're only missing one of those people. Who is it?
Got to be Joe Cool, Joe Burrow.
Burrow, number 3 on the list. Peaked out at number 1. Lowest ranking he got was 5. Last year he was 2nd, so him and Josh Allen switched spots. All right, so you guys got the top 4. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. That was the easy part. Now it gets difficult.
Okay. Goff?
Jared Goff. Is number 8 on the list. The highest ranking he got was 5th. The lowest ranking he got was not in the top 10. Last year, he was 9. This year, he's up to 8. And I do think we're in a spot. You look at these last 2 years in this voting where Jared Goff is an acknowledged top 10 quarterback in the league, which is weird.
Yeah, and you were talking about Penei Sewell earlier being the number 2 tackle. Watching quarterback, it's like that dude loves Jared Goff. Every time Jared Goff makes a good throw, he's the first one hugging him. And after games, he's the first one in the locker room. He loves Jared Goff. And I've gained a lot of respect from Goff, hearing how he came over to the Lions, began to build the foundation with Dan Campbell, and he is part of the fabric of the Lions now.
All right. So you guys have gotten your 5 for 5. Alec Medford, who's next?
How about Mr. Long Handoff himself?
Matthew Stafford.
Did y'all see the explanation on that nickname the other day? Somebody texted in, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. They said the passes are so perfect that it's like a handoff. Because he just puts it right there in your hands. So it's a long handoff because he throws it right there into your hands.
See, it was one of those things like the origin story of the Joker or what's in a hot dog that I felt more excited not knowing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know?
Well, let's just leave it at that then. Okay. Whatever I said was a lie.
So,
not all the things I've said.
Matthew Stafford was number 6. Here's the interesting thing about this. Lowest he got, not in the top 10. Highest ranking was 4th. That means one person bumped out one of that quartet of Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes for Matthew Stafford, which I just thought was interesting. You guys are 6 for 6.
I think both of these are on the list, but I'm going to go with Baker next.
Baker, the touchdown maker, is number 10 on the list.
Barely.
Highest ranking he got was number 5. And as you can probably guess, the lowest ranking was not in the top 10.
He balled out last year. And if he can do it again, that can put him in a different category of people.
Are we one season away then from Baker Mayfield potentially being an unquestioned top 10 quarterback?
I think so.
Okay. All right. A lot of pressure on you, Alex.
And I'm not a huge Baker guy either.
I'm going to go with the greatest quarterback of all time in made-up scenarios, Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. Man, I'm so glad that you said that. Consider this. Justin Herbert is 7th on the list. That's all fine and well. The highest vote he got was 3rd, which means at least one person thinks that Justin Herbert is better than 2 of the following players: Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. At least one person thinks he's better than 2 of those quarterbacks. And Alec is right. From a theoretical perspective, clearly Justin Herbert is the greatest quarterback that's ever lived. Now, will that ever translate into an MVP, some playoff wins? Who knows? All right, you guys are 8 for 8. All you have left is number 5 and number 9.
Okay, so 5. Okay. We haven't said Stroud or Geno Smith or Jordan Love yet, but we also haven't said Jaden Daniels. I'm going to go with Jaden Daniels.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I said it. So.
Oh, I've heard you say plenty of things that you're like, I don't know. Jaden Daniels, number 5 nice. On the list.
Swaggy and Booty's asking, what about Penix?
I did not.
We'll get to that.
You know what? Maybe he's 9. He's not. look, I didn't want to lie. I didn't want to lie to you. So the thing that Jaden Daniels has going for him, all his votes were 5 through 10. So like, you know, when I tell you some of these other players like Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, all of those people have unranked votes to their name. Nobody put Jaden Daniels out of the top 10. And so that really helped him.
He was a top 10 one season quarterback.
Yes.
There's no other place to put him yet.
Exactly. So here's your top 10 so far: Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen in order, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Matthew.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, and then you got number 10, which is Baker Mayfield. Now, did I almost read number 9? Yes. Also, Alec, you guys are 9 for 10. Who is the number 9 quarterback on this? And not to add the pressure, but ESPN said the voting between 8, 9, 10, and 11 was exceedingly close.
Oh, it's tense. I feel like it would be wrong to not include the guy who just won the Super Bowl.
That, I forgot him. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, not a shot against him. Sometimes it's easy to forget about him because of how loaded that team is. But Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is correct. He is number 9 on the list. Highest ranking he got was 6. Lowest, again, not ranked. And last year, he was an honorable mention. So he's moved into the hierarchy. One more question. Are we one season away potentially from Jalen Hurts being acknowledged by everybody as a top 10 quarterback? Or do you think it'll default to he has the best team, good for him?
I think it'll default to that for a while.
Okay.
Depends on the type of season, but I think because they're so good at everything that it's going to kind of stick with that for a while.
So honorable mention, just consider this. C.J. Stroud, obviously he took a big drop. He was 7 last year. Jordan Love is 12. Kyler, 13. Brock Purdy, 14. And Dak Prescott, 15.
What?
So Brock Purdy.
Dak wasn't in the top 10?
You guys had 10 choices. Not once did you vote for him.
I didn't realize that we'd gone through all 10 already.
Mm-hmm. So
obviously,
Brock Purdy, 14. Dak Prescott, 15. And then the rest of the people got votes. Aaron Rodgers, 16. Tua, 17. Bo Nix, 18. So Dak Prescott, I mean, that feels about right coming off injury season. But even when he wasn't injured, he was usually towards the bottom of the top 10, which I feel like is pretty much where we talk about him.
He has the chance to make it, you know, move back up this year.
I agree.
For sure.
Absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? And was it somebody who didn't want to throw any punches? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Good luck from Katie Taylor. Again, the counter shots after the pressure and a strong finish to round three.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Did that account for basically half of the punches in the fight? We'll talk about it in just a second. But want to remind you, tomorrow, K&C Masterpiece will be at Whataburger in Frisco off of El Dorado. More specifically, El Dorado and Coit will be doing our show from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Hope you come hang out with us. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders will be there from 10 a.m. to noon. And you have an opportunity to get a trading card made of yourself, which I am super excited about. Plus, enter for giveaway to win free Whataburger for a year.
For a year?
A year. You're not eligible to win. I'm very sorry.
I am gonna I'm gonna enter as Maury Cagers, and they'll never know.
Yes, nobody can ever crack that code. Right now, who is the best at being the worst this weekend? It is, in fact, time for Wanker of the Weekend, 877-881-1053. And unfortunately, I feel like it has to go to Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. So they main evented Madison Square Garden on Friday night. Sell out again. But they both fought so freaking cautiously. And for Serrano,
that's not typical of her.
No. So look, first fight, by the way, and I know this is the kind of thing that agitates people. Katie Taylor won both the first two fights. Here are the punching stats. First fight, Katie Taylor landed 147 punches. Amanda Serrano, 173. Don't ask me, I didn't score the fight. Taylor in the second fight, 217 punches landed. Amanda Serrano, 324. She lost both those fights. Third fight, both of them landed 70 punches.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was tricky because I get from Katie Taylor's perspective, she's gone through these fights and been, you know, more of a counter puncher. And some people think Amanda Serrano wasn't aggressive, but there's also a huge contingent that thinks that she fell into Taylor's trap by following her around. This was a boring fight. And like, if you saw either one of the first two fights, you saw how great they were, how exciting they were, because there was a lot of punches, but also there was plenty of technical mastery going on in there. This one was just boring. I didn't think it was a boxing clinic. I just thought it was boring. And it was a shame because they had built up so much momentum. And there were plenty of other things on the card that were really fun.
Having just kind of looked around at ads that I've seen on TV, they were everywhere.
Yes.
This fight was the one that everybody was getting excited for. And
I was excited for it for sure.
I enjoyed the last two.
Yes.
I mean, there was blood everywhere. They were brawling. They were going back and forth. That's sad. At 36, how much more does Serrano have?
I mean, and Katie Taylor's even older than that.
Really?
I think she's 39.
Gross.
All right. So, look, they've already said they're not going to fight again. And seeing as how, whether you think it's on the level or not, Katie Taylor's won all three fights, I could see why they would not fight
again.
I think,
was it the first one? I thought Serrano should have.
Oh, there are plenty of people you can find out there that think Serrano should have won both the first two fights.
Okay, all right.
But we are where we are.
Yeah.
All right, this one's tough.
But yeah, throw some more punches.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not watching.
So, fair. So, this is tough because we put him in Forgiveness Friday on Friday. And guess what? They didn't heed our warning. FC Dallas. Is FC Dallas the wanker of the weekend? They lost 2-0 to LAFC. That is their fourth straight loss, which makes it sound less bad than it actually is because they're not really winning games in this run either. They're just getting ties. This is the sixth shutout for Dallas this season. The sixth shutout loss, excuse me, and the eighth time they've been shut out. So they did get ties or draws out of two of them. They're 13th in the Western Conference right now. That is not good. So I think we have to consider FC Dallas is the wanker of the weekend.
What are you going to do to fix this?
I mean, I feel like we've encouraged the younger players. You know what they need to do? They need to book us out at their facility every week.
Because that is true.
That is when they win.
That is true. Whenever we're out there, they win. And whenever we have their coach on.
Exactly. So Coach Quill.
You know what to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This season's felt like it's been bad. The worst one of the ones that we've covered with them.
I could see that.
And that's considering we even went through a season during COVID whenever we were just like, I don't know, Lucci, what do you want to talk about?
I could see that.
But yeah, this seems like the toughest one that we've had to deal with so far.
It has been very bad. Man, I forgot to mention the funniest burn I thought I saw on the boxing match Friday night on social media. It said, man, Amanda Serrano is beating the crap out of that ghost in front of Katie Taylor. And I did think that was probably a fair point. Ezekiel Duran, the wanker of the weekend. So he had been hitting 108 until June 15th. Then he had a two-hit game.
That brought him up to like 350, right?
Not quite. All right. But he has then gone back to hitting 108 since then. And his OPS...
He bunted to get on base this weekend.
That's true. His OPS was, for a time, sub 400. Now it has rocketed all the way up to 450. He's 26. Obviously, we felt pretty solid about him in 2023. All the other seasons around, are we done with the Ezekiel Duran experiment?
He plays good enough defense to fill in, and Boach does a lot of that, right? Like, he does a lot of rotational stuff, especially since they don't have Jock right now. I think when Jock gets back, you'll see him go back to the place. But Kevin also, he hasn't given up a run at all as a pitcher. So, like, he's very valuable there.
That is a...
In blowouts.
That is a good point.
Doesn't he have a zero ERA? That makes him the closer. It's tough to watch this season for him, especially considering when we first got him. We thought, dude, this guy could replace a lot of players.
Now, Alec, I'm going to give you the option here. Would you rather hear about wrestling or tennis?
Big on the tennis, but, I kind of do want to go through tennis first.
Okay.
Because it was actually exciting.
Let's go to cut... Number 9, I don't know if you'll think this is fair or not. We'll play the highlight and then determine if this was a wanker of the weekend.
Cancel the match, Shuyata. Two sets of love, six love, six love.
Iga conquers the grass and becomes a Wimbledon champion.
Now, Iga Swiatek, Victoria 6.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
060 or 6Love 6Love if you love tennis. Over Amanda Anisimova, the American that I believe it was RJ who was calling things into question unfairly on Friday. Here's what's tough about this. Is she the wanker of the weekend because she lost the Wimbledon final in 57 minutes? And the last time a Wimbledon final finished love on the women's side was 1911.
Oh, man.
So,
wow.
It's been 114 years. Or
this is old.
Do you think it was the friends she made along the way and just getting to the final that was the reward?
I mean, that's a big deal for her, right? Like, being in the final is an impressive feat.
It is.
Losing it stinks, though.
It does. Mm-hmm. Especially that emphatically. And I will tell you this. She made it to the semifinals of the French Open in 2019. That was the furthest she had ever got.
Did she just quit while she was there?
I think it was ego. Was just playing so freaking good, okay, man.
That can definitely be the thing.
Perhaps if you'd listened to some of our tennis talk on Friday and made your plays on Underdog, you would have seen how there was an opportunity.
I listened to it.
To make some
I'm just always
there.
Afraid to make plays. I need to be better at it.
Okay.
I'm just going to
we can help.
Let you set mine up for
okay.
me.
Okay, we can do that. Now,
you have $5.
A significantly, with. Man, so
can I call them dollars?
Yeah.
Or call
That's them. That is a fair question. Okay. Iga, for example, I bet 25. Actually, no, I didn't. I made a play of $25 on that. It's not commercial. We're fine. And because that was the max amount they would let me put on that. If I could have, I definitely would have put more on that. All right, go ahead and give me cut number 10. Significantly more competitive. Here is Jannik Sinner going for the win.
That's it. Jannik Sinner takes his piece of Wimbledon history. What a wonderful match.
I'm going to turn that umpire's microphone down a little bit.
So you can hear more about the wonderful match. Sinner won 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. But the thing that was interesting about this is when he was serving for the match, he had Carlos Alcaraz in a very similar position that he had him in the French Open. And then he ended up losing that match in just spectacular fashion. So to see him close out was impressive. And then, in case you miss in the cross, Nick Kyrgios after this just posted an asterisk because Jannik Sinner has run into some PED issues.
It was just a cut on his hand and a massage.
Mm-hmm.
No negligence.
Look, you're right. Unfortunately, because of all the BS excuses people have come up with, I am not likely to take people's excuses for granted.
Tainted meat.
Even though, yeah, Canelo, I got tainted meat from the Hypermart or whatever. Or no, that's Food
You'll
Lion.
You'll never get tainted meat from that. Food Lion.
That was Food Lion. And then they were like, oh, yeah, no, that sounds right. Mm-hmm. And so it is really weird what people accept and don't accept as valid excuses. But congratulations to Jannik Sinner for winning Wimbledon and Iga as well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Will one of these teams finally have an MVP? Next on The Fan.
We're going to run some clock, or maybe throw the dagger. Hurts going deep, fire off, Devontae Smith!
Fancy Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. Got Gridiron in just a second. Couple quick other notes for you. Hunter Dobbins, the pitcher for the Red Sox, is going to be out for the rest of the season with a torn ACL. However, Boston does head into the All-Star break on a 10-game winning streak.
Kevin, you know, tomorrow we're going to be at Whataburger at El Dorado and Coit.
Backed in Frisco.
In Frisco. And tomorrow is also Tank Top Tuesday. Now,
oh man,
I did some checking see if there was a potential of having a Whataburger tank top available for me.
Oh yeah.
And my people are saying they do not have one currently.
Mm.
So I got to find out. So I've now worn all my tank tops. So
I'm either.
Yeah, thank you very much. Oh man. I'm either going to have to start recycling tank tops or go buy new tank top. But I didn't foresee this being as impactful on the community as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to figure out some situation for tomorrow.
Are you just expecting like a plethora of tank top clad people tomorrow?
I feel like if you're going to show up to Whataburger tomorrow, show us some tank top love on a Tuesday.
Okay. We will be on the lookout for that as well.
Men, women, dogs. I don't think dogs are allowed in Whataburger.
Feels too hot to put clothes on your dogs right now, right? Maybe not at this exact moment, but in general. All right, right now, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
We got a lot to get to, and now I'm already worried we're not going to get to the MVP thing.
We'll do it.
We'll see. All right. We have been talking about the top 100 players in all of football. Jerry Jeudy comes in at number 82. Trent McDuffie at number 81. But guessing there's a possibility you want to know about a different player. Number 80, Rashawn Gary. That's right. And number 79, Dak Prescott.
I saw Wolchuk quote tweet this and said the comments. And so I went and looked at the comments.
Oh, no.
Some people, he's not even the top 200. Too high, too low. Like, this is the enigma of the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Since Tony Romo, I'm going to say. I feel about right on that. Once Tony Romo got here, it was either you love, it's the mix of love, hate, all over. Actually, I guess Troy Aikman still kind of gets love and hate. He just won. So he gets he wasn't that good of a quarterback. And we're just like, but he won, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, it is the enigmatic Cowboys quarterback situation. He's either not good enough or he's too good.
Well, he makes the top 100, however, also takes what will probably be one of the biggest tumbles in the top 100. He fell 63 spots from number 16 to number 79. Now, the thing about that is
he's a middle of the pack quarterback on the other list.
Yes. The year before, he was 16 overall for all NFL players, because I don't know if you'd heard. That was after the year in which he finished second for MVP. I don't know.
The Joneses mentioned that or not once or twice.
Per interview.
They didn't, yeah.
So Dak Prescott, number 79 of all players in football. Let's go from that to, let me ask you guys a philosophical question. If you haven't been doing your job for 3 years, do you have to announce your retirement?
No.
Okay. So, Ndamukong Suh, who last played in 2022, I believe, he has retired from the NFL. Did you know that he was still considering playing football?
I figured he was the kind of guy who, man, he only played 8 games that year, who kind of like, hey, look, I don't want to go to training camp.
Yeah.
I don't want to really do the first part of the season, but if you need somebody for the playoffs, if you need a defensive tackle, I'm available.
Agreed.
That's kind of what I thought of him.
Do you think of him as a pro? And I know there are plenty of reasons to do so. I still think of him as just having the most unbelievable and horrifying defensive impact in a high-level college game that I can remember.
Yeah, when at Nebraska, he was amazing. When I think of him as a pro, I think Didn't he get suspended in his second season? He stomped on Aaron Rodgers' calf or something like that. He stepped on it. Other than that, dude, he played all the games.
Yeah.
Like, he played almost every game in that possible in his career. And I thought of him as a pro who was also a dominant force then, too.
He's really good.
Mm-hmm.
He was really good. And there's
up on Detroit that wasn't at the time.
I think there's a really good shot he makes the Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, because they're him, Aaron Donald, there aren't a ton at that position that stand out from this era.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now, I don't know how much this story does for you, but let's give an update. Remember how we talked about the NFLPA's, the head of the NFLPA, Lloyd Howell, had also like been involved in an investment firm that the NFL gave a thumbs up to. And so all these stories came out saying that the NFLPA was looking to get rid of him.
Okay.
So the NFLPA put out a statement. As members of the NFLPA Executive Committee, we categorically reject false reports insinuating doubts within this commission, this committee, or suggestions that we have asked our executive director to step down. And they said they further reject attempts to mischaracterize the committee's views and all this stuff. And they're like, BS to what you said. So, on the surface, and that came out yesterday, that would appear as though he's going to keep his job.
And then what?
They continue to get...
destroyed?
Yeah. I'm glad that you said that. I was about to say something else.
I saw what your lips were about to say.
That probably wouldn't have been okay. Now, Corey, I know this is something that fascinates you, and this has fascinated a lot of people in football. There are 32 unsigned draft picks left from the NFL draft. 30 of them are second rounders. And so almost all of them are second rounders. And one of the reasons is, and now Trey Harris has become kind of like the poster child for this with the Chargers because he is officially now a holdout, sources say. And one of the things that's fascinating about this is the first couple of picks, I believe it was the first two picks in the second round, got fully guaranteed money. And so the thought is the second round is now the, you know, kind of the only battleground because every other round you're pretty much slotted except for the weird stuff that's happening with Shamar Stewart and the Bengals. And I don't really
know. That is still a weird thing there. They're like, hey, we have a void that nobody else has in any contract ever.
But the thought is now that you see a couple players drafted in the same round as you, get fully guaranteed money. Guess what? I come to the table with my agent. I also want fully guaranteed money. I thought this process was going to take longer.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Our first round, this could be a very long conversation. Our first round picks guaranteed contracts.
Correct. And that's one of the issues with Shamar Stewart is they try to put language in there that was like, except for this one thing happened.
And so we're getting that much closer to guaranteed across the board. That's what we're trying to work to, right?
Except if you believe in the collusion narrative, which I definitely do for other players.
Yeah.
Once they lowered it post Sam Bradford, I think NFL teams have been fine with, I'll give you that.
We'll
money.
Go ahead and guarantee that. Yeah, this is interesting. And one of my thoughts on this, I don't know if I'm right, is that I think that because of the new NIL rules in college, I think college players are coming out understanding the patience it takes to trust your agent to fight for you and for these things to work themselves out.
Can I ask?
I think they're more well equipped for that whenever before they were coming out and they were just like, man, I don't know. I need my check.
Okay. Question to go along with that then. Do you think, or have we already started to see the start of maybe players just hanging out in college more if, like, because you can be an amazing college player.
We've started to see this. We've discussed that, too. We've started to see more players, and not just football, other sports.
For sure.
Saying, it's more beneficial for me to take NIL money in college.
I just thought it was interesting here since we, you know, obviously we're talking about the second rounders. But, like, if you're an amazing college football player at Ohio State, Texas, wherever, and they're like, hey, you're probably not going to go in the first round. I'll make it worth your while to stay now.
That, too. And also, if you were a good second round player, you probably have some money you're sitting on. Like you're not as stressed about the contract and getting that check now as you probably were whenever you were coming out of college with a lot of other things that you needed.
So, and by the way, somebody asked about this, and I believe the reason that this is not considered collusion among players is they don't have the means to control the business of the game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you can not play or whatever, but the league can theoretically continue on. Whereas the league and the teams, those are the people who have the control of like the companies, which are the teams and the entities. And so that's why that would not be considered collusion on the other side of it. Juwan Jennings wants a new deal or a trade. Quinshon Judkins.
He had a good year last year he at did. Times.
Now's the time to go.
Yeah, it is.
Judkins was arrested on domestic violence and battery charge. He got out on bail of $2,500. So there's that. And then Jamar Chase, I thought this was just fun. He said Denzel Ward is an easy choice for him as the toughest cornerback that he had faced. Huh. So just a couple of little notes for you. Looks like we will pick up the other conversation about teams finally winning an MVP tomorrow. We did move rapidly on some of this stuff. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, is the way MLB All-Stars selected outdated? Or is this what the people want? Next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.